This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli forces kept up their bombardment of Gaza on Monday after diplomatic efforts to arrange a ceasefire to allow foreign passport holders to leave and aid be brought into the Palestinian enclave failed. British Prime Minister Sunak called for the Rafah crossing to be open to allow people to leave Gaza and get relief in.
The humanitarian situation is one which, of course, we're concerned about and that I've raised in all the calls and interactions I've had with other leaders from across the region, and in particular, making sure that we can try and get the Rafah crossing open.
Residents of Hamas-ruled Gaza said overnight airstrikes were the heaviest yet as the conflict entered its 10th day with an Israeli ground offensive believed to be imminent. Bombing carried on throughout the day, they said, and many buildings were flattened, trapping yet more people under the rubble. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says the United States must be held to account, saying, quote, "The American government must be held accountable for the crimes of the Zionist regime, and it is the American government that, with all of its might, is now supporting the Zionist regime against the oppressed nation of Palestine," unquote. U.S. President Joe Biden has postponed a trip to a wind tower plant in the United States state of Colorado on Monday. He will stay at the White House says, for national security meetings and to work on containing the Israel-Hamas conflict and staying in touch with world leaders. This is VOA News. Authorities near Chicago say a 71-year-old man is charged with a hate crime after allegedly stabbing to death a Palestinian-American boy. Here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Police say the attack happened late Saturday morning and that the mother of the boy told police the attacker was their landlord. At a news conference carried by ABC 7 Chicago, Ahmed Rehab of the Chicago Office of the Council on American Islamic Relations says that when the boy's mother opened the door for her landlord, the man tried to choke her and stab her.
She ran into the bathroom and called 911, and by the time she came out, he had located and murdered her child, 6-year-old Wadia, by stabbing.
At the news conference, the boy's uncle, Youssef Hanan, said, "We are not animals. We are humans. We want people to see us as humans, to feel us as humans, to deal with us as humans, because this is what we are." I'm Donna Warder.
An inexperienced politician who is also heir to a banana fortune won Ecuador's presidential runoff election. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Supporters of President-elect Daniel Noboa celebrate as the son of Ecuador's richest man claimed victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Noboa's opponent, Luisa González, told her supporters she welcomed Noboa as her country's new president, saying his win was a sign of democracy. In a victory speech, Noboa said his goal is to return peace to the country, to give education to the youth again, and to be able to provide employment to the many people who are looking for it. Noboa will leave the South American country during a period that drug-related violence has left Ecuadorians wondering when, not if, they will be victims. I'm Karen Chamas.
Projections show that the majority of voters in Poland's general election supported opposition parties. Those parties are promising to repair the nation's constitutional order and its relationship with allies, including the European Union and Ukraine. After a bitter and emotional campaign, voters turned out in droves to make their voices known. Turnout was the highest in the country's 34 years of democracy, surpassing the 63% who cast ballots in the historic 1989 vote that toppled communism. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.0 hit Miyako Island, southwest Japan, but no tsunami warning was issued. According to public broadcaster NHK, there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.